With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour as we explore the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. Thanks for joining me for some wonderful listening. We're nearing the midpoint of the summer season, and on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll listen to music that will help us continue that blissful feeling of relaxation, reflection, and renewal. Beautiful works by Victoria, Bird, Briggs, Bach, and others. We'll begin with organ music of Bach, taken from one of the violin concertos of Vivaldi that he transcribed for his primary instrument, the organ. This is the opening movement of the concerto in D minor, BWV 596. It's in three compact sections and is performed by Masaki Suzuki on the Garnier organ of the Shoin Chapel in Kobe, Japan.
Thank you.
Masaki Suzuki played the opening movement of the Concerto in D minor by J.S. Bach, transcribed from a violin concerto by Vivaldi. He played the instrument in the Shoin Chapel in Kobe, Japan. During the summer months, many people enjoy the divine nature of being in nature, experiencing the natural wonders of creation. Images of nature pervade the Psalms, and among the most beloved of these is Psalm 121, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills." We'll hear composer David Conti's setting of those immortal words in our next selection, performed by the Schola Cantorum of Christ Church in Rochester, New York. Stephen Kennedy conducts and David Higgs plays the organ. Psalm 121 by David Conti was performed by the Christ Church Schola Cantorum. Stephen Kennedy conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The medieval poem Jesu Dulcis Memoria, Jesus, the Thought of Thee is Sweet, comprises one of the hymns for the office of the Holy Name of Jesus. A late 16th century setting of this text, attributed to Tomás Luis de Victoria, is our next selection. It's performed by the choir of the London Oratory, led by Patrick Russell. Jesu Dulcis Memoria in a motet attributed to Spanish Renaissance master Tomás Luis de Victoria. The choir of the London Oratory performed, directed by Patrick Russell. We'll continue with organ music of Bach. This is the second movement, Largo e Spiccato, from the concerto in D minor with which we opened the program. Masaki Suzuki plays the organ of Shoin Chapel in Kobe, Japan.
Thank you.
Largo e Spiccato, the second movement of the Concerto in D minor by Bach, transcribed from a violin concerto by Vivaldi. Masaki Suzuki performed. One of the most enjoyable aspects of the summer months is the abundance of light, allowing for outdoor activity from early morning to late in the evening. Light takes on a different, but perhaps related, meaning in our next selection. Tom Trenny has arranged the lovely hymn, I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, written over 50 years ago by Kathleen Thomerson. Tom Trenny leads the men of the choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Thank you.
The hymn, I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, as arranged by Tom Trenny, who led the men of the choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, in that performance. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The words of the Nunc Dimittis have a calming quality all their own. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. A heavenly setting of that text from the Gospel of Luke, composed by William Byrd, is next, sung by Stile Antico.
Thank you.
Stile Antico performed a setting of the Nunc Dimittis by William Byrd, taken from his Gradualia of 1605. Among the most heavenly choral compositions of the last several decades is also perhaps the most performed piece by contemporary American composer Daniel Gothrop, Sing Me to Heaven. Setting a text written by his wife, Jane Greiner, it's proven to be one of those pieces in which the text and music combine in a way that's more powerful than either could achieve alone. It's intended to speak in a way that describes what singers feel about the place of music in their lives. We'll hear the Susquehanna Chorale perform under the direction of Linda Tedford. Sing Me to Heaven by Daniel Gothrop was performed by the Susquehanna Chorale. Linda Tedford conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Another sublime setting of the Nunc Dimittis was written in pre-revolutionary Russia by prolific composer Alexander Gratchaninov. Compact in structure, it exudes the rich harmonic language of late Romantic music of the Orthodox tradition. We'll listen to the Concordia Choir sing under the direction of René Clausen. Rene Clausen led the Concordia Choir in Nunc Dimittis by Russian composer Alexander Gretchaninov. The combination of voices and soprano sax creates a magical and mystical aura in our next selection, A Vision of Heaven in words by Andrew Hawes, brother of English composer Patrick Hawes. Quanta Qualia was written in 2014 and expresses a heartfelt longing for the joys of heaven. The Allura singers are joined by saxophonist John Johnson. Noel Edison conducts. Quanta Qualia by Patrick Hawes was performed by the Allura Singers. John Johnson played soprano sax, and Noel Edison conducted. Music of Henry Purcell, written for the Chapel Royal, is next. His anthem, Rejoice in the Lord Alway, is often referred to as the Bell Anthem, perhaps for the way its instrumental introduction resembles pealing bells. The text comes from the fourth chapter of Philippians, and we'll hear Purcell's joyful setting performed by Chanticleer with the ensemble Capriccio Stravagante. All are led by Joseph Jennings.
And again. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Joseph Jennings and the Gentlemen of Chanticleer performed Rejoice in the Lord Alway by Henry Purcell. They were accompanied by Capriccio Stravagante. Time seems virtually suspended in our next piece, composed in 2005 by British organist David Briggs. O Lord, Support Us sets a prayer by John Henry Newman, and this musical setting was conceived for the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys in New York. We'll hear it sung by the Choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, led by Stephen Layton. David Briggs plays the organ of Gloucester Cathedral.
Thank you.
O Lord, Support Us by David Briggs was sung by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. Stephen Layton conducted with the composer at the organ. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to revel in midsummer relaxation. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and meaningful. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.